Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights.
And Bissy's got something good for you this morning.
Corrie ten Boom and her family helped Jewish people escape the Nazis during World War II. Maybe you've heard her name. And when they were caught, ended up in a concentration camp. She actually survived that and came to America. And at the end of her first week here in America, she was out of money. The clerk at the YMCA told her, "Can't stay here another week. You gotta go." And when they asked where they should forward her mail, Corrie said, "I don't know yet. God has a room for me. He just hasn't told me where yet." And that's when the clerk realized she had overlooked a piece of Corrie's mail. And in it was a letter from a woman who had heard her speak in New York and said, "I am offering you a place to stay as long as you need it." So Corrie smiled. She gave the clerk her new address and she quoted Philippians 4:19, "But my God shall supply your needs."
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't
what a great story.
Oh, right? God in action right in front of somebody.
I love that. So, Little Debbie, are you into those Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes? They're very popular, and they somehow go out of stock this time of year.
Yeah.
Well, now Little Debbie has created a Christmas tree cake inflatable.
Oh. Well, that's interesting.
Which everybody needs, of course.
Yeah, so you can have in your front yard. As part of your Christmas decorations. They're 7 feet tall, and
oh
it lights
goodness.
Up.
Wow.
That is a really big inflatable.
I know.
That's a lot of cake.
So I got to know, you know, what's your favorite Christmas decoration that you put out every year? Or are your decorations up yet? See, if my wife had her way, they would have been up November 1st.
Oh, okay. So you know what you're doing this weekend, right?
I do. Oh, Family Life Radio.
Okay, so my dad died in April, and I have been dreading everything to do with holidays until yesterday. I was at the store, and I saw this really pretty thing for Christmas, of course, at Hobby Lobby, and I had to buy it. So I went home, and I cranked the Christmas tunes, and I put up everything in my house, and it just brought so much joy to my heart.
Oh.
So now I'm a little bit more in the mood for the holidays now, but my whole house looks like Christmas syrup everywhere.
Well, you know what? It's interesting how you can do something and put you in a different mood. I guess it's proof. You know, it can kind of lift your spirits.
Yeah, your environment can make a big difference.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a good experience, needless to say.
Oh, good.
Christmas threw up everywhere. You know, that's how I describe some yards. We used to say Santa tosses cookies in their yard and there's Christmas everywhere. Maybe you are having some wardrobe challenges. Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And what I mean by that, not so much your own wardrobe, but with others. Our son, Sam, is got this repeated thing where he wants to wear a Hawaiian shirt on top of a t-shirt every single day.
Oh, well.
My wife was gone last week to a funeral, and she said, "Make sure he doesn't wear that every day. He's got to get some variety, you know." And so maybe there's somebody close to you that you'd just like to get rid of that particular shirt or that outfit or whatever. What is it? What is it that we need to curtail? 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Barbara's with us from Michigan. Now, who is the offending wearer of the clothes? Who are we talking about here?
That would be my husband.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Said with attitude.
Yes.
He has these silk shirts from when he was in high school that are still in the closet.
Uh-oh.
Now, I'm sorry, he's not going to wear those shirts again.
Does he even fit into them?
They might be quite a little bit snug, but he could fit into them.
So you're just like, just get it out of here. It's taking up closet space.
Right. And he keeps saying they'll come back in style. Oh. And even the consignment shop, I don't think would take it, or Goodwill.
No.
There are some vintage shops that might like some of that stuff, depending.
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I think they just need a proper goodbye.
A heap hole.
You've done well.
Yeah. You've done well. We'll lay you to rest. We'll play taps and send you on your way.
That's what I'm saying.
There you go.
That's what I have to do with my husband. I have to just assure him that this article of clothing has lived its life, served its purpose, and it is now time
it
rest.
Rest in peace.
That's right. And we gather here today to honor.
Pray over it.
47 years ago, this shirt was.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
The contentious wardrobe situation where that person probably should just not wear that anymore. It's Cankle Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. And maybe you're the offender. I know I am sometimes. My wife is like, you know, let's send that off and never see it again. You don't need to wear that.
Listen to her.
Well, it is funny. Like, if I'm wearing something and it has been around for a while and something might get a small hole in it or whatever, my wife will do this. She'll just walk over, stick her finger in there and yank it out. She's like, she's basically going to destroy my clothes. Boom, there it is. That's the sign. Has it ever happened to you? Or maybe you, a loved one in your family needs to send something to a grave. You know, it's done. We don't need to wear that anymore. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Good morning.
Yeah, actually, I have a pair of two t-shirts that I enjoy wearing. It's a bright orange and the lime green t-shirts. They're super soft.
Uh-huh.
I like to wear them when I'm working outside, but my wife hates them.
She can't stand them.
Is it the color?
Yeah, it's the color because they're so bright. But I just like it because I'm in Arizona. So the bright colors during the summertime, I feel that it reduces heat.
Right.
So my wife hates them because they're so bright.
But if you're working outside, you would want the bright colors where you're coming from. So
yeah, you would want the bright colors instead of dark colors. Yeah, dark attracts more heat. Yeah, so I feel that way. It's so funny. My wife always hates them when I'm just cutting, you know, mowing the lawn or cutting trees, etc. These are my go-to t-shirts, and it's just so funny how she just hates it.
She's like, there's my man. You can see him 10 miles away.
Exactly.
Well, maybe you and your wife can go outside shirt shopping, and she can pick one out.
You're so helpful, Cankle.
Yeah. Oh, hey, you know.
Just got these tips for getting along. Can't we just all get along?
Can't we all go shopping for a fluorescent shirt together?
Let's just do that.
Cankle Fritz and Friends. Ways to be a little more kind. And Monday was World Kindness Day, so, hey, but I guess you should celebrate that every day, right? Especially being a follower of Christ. And it had this, we found this thing, it had ways to be more kind. Oh. Like, let that guy merge into traffic with a wave and a smile.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I love that our Sally's in my immediate reaction
it's like,
to that one.
Fat chance that's going to happen.
Let's go to number three, maybe.
You could send an uplifting text to a friend or family member. That's nice.
Okay.
I could do that.
Right.
I could do that.
You could go slightly outside your comfort zone at least once a day and make somebody smile. Now, what does it mean to go outside your comfort zone to make somebody smile? I wonder what that means.
Speaking. Well,
someone.
Well, here's it. Like, especially when it comes to people I don't know. It's a very big struggle for me to even be like, hey, how are you? How's your day going? Because I'm going to be real honest. I'm not a big fan of talking to people I do know and love. Like, just
you're not a fan of talking to people you do know.
So having a conversation with a stranger is a little bit difficult for me.
Well. In my small town, like if I smile at somebody in the grocery store, there is a scary chance that they will stop, and it's a good chance, and make conversation about what's in my cart. And I'm like, no.
You don't want to have that
my
conversation.
Smile was just like passing by. Not an invitation to conversation. Just,
you know,
we apparently have a limit to our kindness here.
It sounds like it.
But honestly, like, it's just, I feel like with Sally and me, it's just chalked up to a little bit of social anxiety.
Yeah,
well, in a lot of respects.
That makes a lot of sense. I'd love to know what you think about this. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. I think for me, it's what my wife says every once in a while when she'll say, "Are you mad or grumpy?" And I'm like, "No." She'll say, "Notify your face." And I think...
And I've learned that phrase from you.
Right. And I think in public, do I look happy or do I look inviting? I don't know that I do all the time, and I probably need to work on that.
Well, people tell me I don't. They come to me and say, "I saw you at the grocery store and didn't say anything because you looked so intense." And I read, uh-oh.
Well, I just want to thank you, Misty, for somehow making it through the morning show. Family Life Radio, it's Kankel Fritz and friends with you. We've been talking about how you can be kind, more kind to those around you. And one of the suggestions that came to us, because it's World Kindness Day was Monday. We're just looking at some of the tips that they had. One was just getting outside your comfort zone and making somebody smile around you. And just discussing about some of us a little social anxiety when it comes to talking to other people and things like that.
Very kind of you how you've placed that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
Appreciate.
When it comes to the general public, it's, you know, maybe not be as easy you would think to talk to others. And Kathy is with us. You said you got a suggestion. What's up?
I was going to make a suggestion and a comment. One, the suggestion for the ladies that don't like to talk to people at the store. One of the things I started doing is I put on Family Life Radio in my earbuds and off I go singing through the store. But I still smile at people. But if I'm singing, they don't feel the need to talk to me.
Okay. Oh. I think that is a great tactic, yes.
Yeah,
I don't know that I would stop somebody that was singing.
And it keeps me from getting stressed by the people at Walmart. I mean, true story. So the other thing is I tend to smile and make eye contact with everybody. And here's the reason why. So I live in a fairly violent neighborhood. So I figure somebody comes in, I don't care what they look like, I make eye contact and I smile, because I think if they're there for nefarious purpose, it's going to make it harder to shoot me.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
Is it right, guys? A week from today? Thanksgiving?
Oh my goodness.
I know.
You'd go warm
my
up
good
the oven.
Word. It was just January 1st.
I know. We have Brooke with us from the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
Hi, guys.
Boy, are you popular this time of year.
It's when I feel so in need.
Yeah. So what is the biggest tip when it comes to cooking a turkey?
Well, really our main tip this year is go ahead and plan early and go ahead and go out now and get that turkey. Because if you get a fresh turkey, it's certainly going to be fine to keep in your refrigerator for Thanksgiving Day. If you get a frozen turkey, just go ahead and put it in your freezer, let it be. And then, of course, you're going to want to thaw it about the 1 week before Thanksgiving, which is National Thaw Your Turkey Day.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Who knew there was a national Thaw Your Turkey Day?
Right.
We must all participate.
So everyone can remember that and make sure that turkey is thawing in your refrigerator.
Oh, yes. Not the countertop.
Not the countertop, yes. We definitely want to keep it warm. We get a lot of calls about it's in the hot tub, it's hanging on a clothesline in Florida.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, people sometimes forget to thaw, or they don't think it's going to take as long as it really does, because it's, you know, a large piece of meat.
Yeah, I guess, is there really a safe way to emergency thaw a turkey? You know what I'm saying?
Is
It really is. The cold water.
Oh, cold water. Okay.
Is going to be your safest way and your quickest. It takes about 30 minutes a pound. So even come Wednesday before Thanksgiving and you completely forgot to defrost your turkey, you can get it defrosted in time for Thanksgiving.
What's the most unique, I guess, emergency somebody's called with?
You know, a lot of times it's because they're not frozen, or one time she couldn't find her turkey. She was in Colorado.
I'd like to report a missing turkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How long are you supposed to wait before you report a missing turkey?
Sean is with us. Tell us your good news.
Father's Day weekend, I had a very bad medical situation happen.
Oh no, what happened?
I quit breathing and was put on a ventilator.
Oh my.
Wow.
My church, my friends, my family, everybody started praying really hard because it wasn't sure if I was going to come out of it. And 3 days later, I woke up and I haven't had a rebound at all.
Wow.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness.
So the Lord healed you?
Yep. I don't remember much of anything, but I heard his voice telling me that he got me and that I was going to be okay.
So tell me, how is your outlook on life on the other side of this experience?
My faith is stronger that miracles happen.
Amen.
I was having trouble hearing him, and now that I've heard him, I know his voice. Yes. I know when he's talking to me now.
I love that. So, question for you. Do you have any good news? Your story can inspire others. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Life can be difficult for many kids. It may look like a simple toy, but to a child this Christmas, it's a reminder that God loves them.
Yeah, and you can give the gift of hope by dropping off a new unwrapped toy for kids. We're doing this through our sister ministry, Youth Haven. There are some other local nonprofits that are participating as well. Want to get them in by the end of November, and this is so we make sure that the kids get these toys by Christmas.
So for a toy wish list and to find where you can drop off these gifts, visit myflr.org or text the word toy to 58326.
Thank you so much for doing that and participating and seeing, witnessing these kids open those presents. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. Uh-huh. So yeah, check it out. That's pretty cool. If you text the word toy to 58326, we'll send you back a link, and then you can go and check it out right there on your phone. So check it out, and thanks for doing that, by the way.
Experience Hope. Family Life Radio.
A group of school kids had what they called the Wednesday Breakfast Club at a diner, and one of them, Sam, said, "My grandma cooks better than this." And so the next week, the Breakfast Club was on Grandma Peggy's doorstep. That's what they all called her. And it became this weekly tradition. Grandma Peggy would cook a huge spread for these kids every single Wednesday morning. Well, when Sam was tragically killed in a hit-and-run accident, Grandma Peggy thought she wouldn't be seeing these kids anymore. But the next week, the next Wednesday, double the number of kids were there on her doorstep to hug her and give their condolences. And she did what she knew to do. She started to cook for them. And since then, they have continued the Wednesday Breakfast Club in memory of Sam. And I love what Grandma Peggy says. She says it has helped her serve up a helping of healing to both the kids and herself.
Oh,
amazing.
Wow.
No.
I love that.
A little surrogate family formed there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think most of us know a Grandma Peggy type person that is very generous like that. For our family, it's my wife's Aunt Glenda.
Oh, yeah?
Tell us.
Aunt Glenda, you could arrive at almost any time of day and she'll make you food.
Oh.
I mean, she will cook for anybody and everybody. And so it's really wonderful. It's sweet. But I have to guard myself because if I go over there, I know I'm going to eat whether I want to or not. I mean, I showed up.
It's a mandatory meal.
Yeah. The first time I experienced this, we had just eaten something and I walked in the door and, "Oh, honey, let me cook you up some chicken here," or something like that. Oh. And I'm full. Oh, nonsense. Uh-huh.
No such thing as full.
You're being force-fed. I mean, every single time. So I actually show up knowing I need to have an empty stomach or I'm in big trouble. Rude phrases we might be using, and maybe we need to change some of them. It's Kankel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. Yeah, we found this, and I thought, wow, I've never thought about some of these. And I realized, guys, I use one of them. Now, there is a passive-aggressive rude phrase that you may be using, and it is, do you want to? When used in a way to deliver orders, it comes across as fake or belittling politeness. Like, hey, do you want to take out the trash? Instead of
waiting all day to be asked to do that.
Exactly. Instead of, hey, can you do me a favor?
I can see that.
How about using, I didn't even think that this was a problem, but using right at the end of whatever you're saying.
Guilty.
They say it's a useless filler that can feel manipulative because you're like basically saying I'm right or, you know. We all want to be team players, right? Instead of just asking for an opinion in a neutral way, like, I can't think of a more critical moment for the team. Can you?
Right.
Well, that is nicer. That does hit better.
Yeah. Now, here's one that I use. Here's the thing. It sounds... Yeah, you guys are like, yeah, you do say that.
I was actually waiting for what came after it because I am so accustomed to hearing you say that.
It sounds self-important, indicating that whatever follows is the final authoritative take. Try the beginning of the sentence with, I think, and then go on instead of, here's the thing.
Okay.
And I do that all the time when I'm trying to make a point. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing, right? Let's combine them.
Yeah.
It's time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
So what is bringing you joy? It's time for that joy report. Give us a call at 888-888-9976. Family Life Radio, who's this?
My name's Katrina Clark. I'm leaving from Montana. I'm headed to Texas.
You're heading to Texas. So where are you right now?
I'm in Colorado. So far, I've had a 19-hour drive.
Oh, wow. So what's this all about? Why are you traveling? What's going on?
I'm starting my own delivery company, and I just had a Lowe's. I dropped it off in Montana. So I'm headed back home to McKinney, Texas.
Oh, okay.
I've been working at the post office for a year, but during that time, I was trying to set up my business. I've hit a lot of speed bumps in my life as far as, like, you know, the business comes financially, a lot of paperwork. So everything I didn't have, my mom always told me to pray about. I need insurance for my vehicle, and it's different from auto insurance. The commercial insurance is way higher. I did not have the money, so God blessed me to come up with the commercial insurance. So everything was in order with my business. I'm finally able to start working out of state. No one wants to book with me because my authority is new. So this guy named Marcus, he's such an angel. He gave me a shot. So I've done two loads with him, and I love those two loads on my ready at $3,000. And I just want to thank God.
So are you saying that you drive a truck, like you're a truck driver?
I drive a box truck.
Box truck, okay. Well, you know what? I think it's going to take off. That type of service is in high demand right now, that's for sure.
You know what it really speaks to me is you had a dream and a vision, and you persevered and made it happen. So good on you. That's so exciting.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Way to go.
I'm so happy you found us.
Yeah.
Colorado.
Thank you so much. Thank you, guys.
God bless you.
Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
So what kind of joy do you have to report? Call us right now. 888-888-9976. Hey, it's Kank. Kankle Fritz and friends with you on Family Life Radio. I think the last name, we're talking about nicknames this morning, and the last name Kankle Fritz is so long, weird, funny, different, whatever. A lot of people just call me that, or they'll call me Kank or Kanky.
Crank, you got called recently?
Crank on accident. Crank. Yeah. We told him that some people call me Kank, and he ended up starting calling me Crank. There's someone that we don't like Misty. I know you don't like Mist.
Oh, no.
Don't want to.
I don't even know why it bothers me, but it drives me nuts.
How about Sal? You a fan of that or no?
I used to really dislike that greatly. I'm trying to think of a polite way to say it. And now, if it's the right person, it's okay.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm warming up to it.
All right,
there's
what do you got?
Too many songs. Like, I had no mule in her name.
True,
was
yeah.
Sal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. Olivia is with us. How about you?
Hey, okay, so my name is Olivia, but it's spelled Aliva, Aliva with an A at the end.
Okay.
And so growing up, my grandpa, for the longest time, until I figured out what it meant, called me Saliva.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, I'm laughing here.
Yep, I remember when I figured it out, I was actually in line at a grocery shop, and I was bragging about my nickname, and then the cashier was like, you know what that is, right?
Oh, no, man. She burst your bubble. So not fair.
But, you know, it's kind of funny, because now here I am, years later, I'm a dental hygienist. So it's kind of called it.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.